I just saw this turd, David Frum, and he's just done a show called On Emmon Poor, the Zionist scumbag, Christian Emmon Poor, the name is. And he says, he goes, this war was all on Trump's whim, he says. Okay, so this guy was a speechwriter for Bush Jr., right? So the Jews are getting ready to pin this whole thing on Trump. Trump's going to take the fall. You're going to see that when this whole thing goes down in flames, there's not going to be any mention of Benjamin Netanyahu. It's all going to be on Trump's fault. What a dupe. Trump, you are the fucking biggest dupe in the world. You got totally duped, and now Netanyahu's gonna ride free. He's good, man. You suck his dick, dude. Just suck his fucking dick. That's what you were born to do. Trump, you're born to suck Benjamin Netanyahu's dick, you fucking piece of shit dupe, Jew dick smoker, going down your reputation, your whole legacy, your whole life is going down over this, you fucking dupe. And you know how bad Trump is? He's going to take it. He's going to take the fall. He's a dupe. Can you imagine? He spent all his life being the man. And now he's going to willingly take the fall for that chump-ass turd, Netanyahu. And obviously, because Netanyahu has the goods on him with Epstein. Of course, nobody's going to go down for that dupe. Nope, for that piece of shit, Netanyahu. No one is going to go down unless he's got something on you, right? And he's probably definitely threatening the life of Trump's family. But Netanyahu says, look, we got evidence of you in the Epstein files. Plus, Trump is being told that, like, Trump has decided that since he had the keys to the palace, what are the keys to the palace? Well, the information in the Epstein files on who fucked the young girls, right? Because that's called leverage, right? You know, when I hear people say that, oh, they're not going to drop a nuke for this, or they're not going to go to World War III over this, you have to understand, if you're Bill Gates and Israeli intelligence has filmed you in Epstein's mansion having sex with 13-year-old girls or whatever it is, 12-year-old boys, whatever his fetish was, right? Of course he's would rather have World War III. Otherwise, it's a jail cell for him and he loses everything. So World War III for a guy like Bill Gates, who already has a bunker in an undisclosed location, jam-packed with food, probably a bunch of 13-year-olds, okay? He's good. He doesn't care. And same goes for the rest of the ruling class. Do you think the ruling class cares about World War III? That's why they're all building bunkers, to protect themselves. All of the billionaires now have underground bunkers that are stocked with food, fuel, and generators. All of them. Why do you think they're doing that? Right? And then I hear this piece of shit. His name is Schellenberger. Maybe Michael Schellenberger? Okay, he was a piece of shit. And he was on Joe Rogan. And he's saying that Epstein definitely killed himself. And Rogan's, of course, taking him to task. And it's really looked bad. Jimmy Dore did a great show on it. And I advise people to watch. What a piece of shit these people are. Like, you know, like all these things we're seeing are litmus tests. Like, you know, if your whole life is dedicated to attacking Candace Owens because she claimed that she had evidence that Egyptian planes were following Jessica Kirk around, and actually it's been confirmed. So you know. But, like, if you're a piece of shit like Alex Jones, and then you start Again, another one that you have to go to Jimmy Dore. Knocking out of the park. Jimmy Dore is a national treasure, but he had Alex Jones on that, the Zionist piece of shit, cover-up agent for Israel. Alex Jones is running cover for Netanyahu in Israel. Okay, so as soon as, Jimmy Dore starts taking him to task on, well, why are you making such a big deal about Candace Owens, the points of her investigation about Fort Wachuska and the Egyptian plane angle and these normal aspects of any investigation. You follow every lead, you know. But boy, when they talked about Fort Wachuska and the Egyptian planes, it's Alex Jones decided this was it. You know, I've had enough on that. So, you know, running cover for the Jew. Running cover for Israel. He's an agent of Israel. He's a piece of shit, Alex Jones, right? So, of course, these people would rather go to World War III rather than being exposed in the Jeffrey Epstein network. Come on. Oh, that's an easy one. They'd rather spend the rest of their days in their bunker rather than in a jail cell getting fucked by big black dudes. Okay, because that's what happens when you're going to go into these. Of course, not really, because billionaires will have like a jail cell similar to like Ghislaine Maxwell's. It's kind of like luxury jail cells. Right? So the Jews are getting ready to pin the whole war on Trump. He's going to take the fall. And Trump will take the fall because of all that leverage he has on all those billionaires. He's going to say, and the billionaires are saying to him, you're in the club. This is the club. This is how it works, man. You know, we fuck kids. Okay, so fuck off with your investigation into this. Cover it up. And we'll take care of you. And the billionaires who were caught in the Jeffrey Epstein child sex blackmail network, right? Don't listen to anybody who says there was no blackmail. It was a blackmail network, right? All the billionaires who were in that child sex blackmail network, right, getting filmed by Israeli Mossad. I mean, why were Mossad agents in the Manhattan mansion filming everybody in every room? Every room had a camera, secret camera. They were filming it not because they were going to blackmail people, just because they liked filming it, right, for their own pleasures. I see. Okay. So the billionaires are just telling Trump, you're in the club now. We'll accept you. Don't turn us in. And it's all good. What's the problem? Then you hear these naive analysts saying, well, it's a real problem for Trump because, the economy, this is going to be a global financial crisis now. Price of gas is going to go up to, $10, $20 a gallon. And fertilizer is going to be rare. So we're going to have a food crisis. We're going to have civil war, right? If it's a choice between that or the billionaires going to jail, spending the rest of their life in jail because they had child sex at Epstein's place, of course they're gonna. Do you think the billionaires care if billionaires can afford $20 a gallon of gas? I promise you that. Okay, billionaires can afford to get food even when it's really, really super expensive and rare to find for the rest of us. Billionaires will have a food supply. And this world is obviously set up for billionaires. Hint, hint. Jeffrey Epstein, hint, hint. Jeffrey Epstein, hint, hint. Okay, and then these people like Schellenberger or whatever his name is, Schellenberger, I don't even know. Helen thought he was a piece of shit all along. I don't even know the guy. He came out of nowhere, and he was with the Twitter files with that other limited hangout, Matt Taibbi, who I met, who came to my art salon with no salon, not hairdo. An art salon is where artists meet and they talk about art, paintings, whatever. I had one in Williamsburg, 2009 to like 2011, something like that. And he came with his partner, his name was Alex Zajcik, something like that. And they worked for the New York Press. And that year I was in like the best conspiracy theorist. I don't care about any of this. But I was in the newspaper that year. And then, I don't know, for some reason, this some crank brought these two guys over to my salon. And I remember, and of course, Taibbi will deny this ever happened, of course. But I was telling him, yeah, well, why don't you write about 9/11? Because it was an inside job, right? So why don't you be a journalist, right? And he was like, absolutely not having it, and he's, I think to this day he still doesn't have it, right? Oh, that you're a courageous journalist. That's a litmus test, motherfucker. If you're saying that it was Islamic terrorists in 9/11, CIA and Israeli Mossad had nothing to do with it, yeah, okay, Jew boy, Jew tool, you work for the Jew, that's who you work for. Piece of shit. So Matt Taibbi is either the dumbest fuck or he's just a limited hangout, right? So forget Matt Taibbi and his partner Schellenberger or whatever his name is, Schellenberg. I can't keep track of these turds because, you know, I write them off. Like, that's a litmus test. Like, if you're going to, like, ridicule people and say 9/11 was an inside job, you're toast. You're done. Okay? You're not a journalist, okay? You're a fucking fraud, right? You're a fraud, or you're getting paid off, or you're a plant, right? Or you're a limited hangout, or you're an asset to the intelligence agencies, but you're not a journalist. Fuck you, Chomsky. And even, like, Chris Hedges will not even go to 9/11. He will never go to 9/11. That's another person I confronted he was giving a lecture. I think it was Left Forum, where I would also give lectures at. And I confronted him. I said, well, 9/11, why aren't you? He wouldn't have it, you know. These people are cowards, or they're dumb. But I don't think he's dumb. I think he's just a coward. These people will deal with a limited range, but they won't go for the full. They won't go for the truth about the most important things, like 9/11, like the COVID scandemic. Right, the plandemic, right? No, they won't touch that because they know that that's the epicenter of Jewish power plays, and they will not touch those things, right? So Trump doesn't give a shit about his legacy, not in the slightest. He cares about money, and the billionaires are going to say, don't worry. We'll give you all the money in the world, and you can sit there and lie and try to tell everybody that you're the best president ever and everybody loves you, and we Jews will help you out because we'll control the media. We'll say, oh, yes, he was the best president. Trump will do whatever the Jew tells him, right? So he doesn't even care. He's about protecting his friends. And, as for the billionaires, worried about $10, $20, $30, $50 a gallon gas, should it ever get to that point. Oh, yeah, they're real concerned about that. And then you hear these people saying that, there's more and more voices that are saying that, well, and even some very intelligent analysts are saying that, well, no, the biggest part of the Epstein was not the child sex blackmail. That was very ancillary. It was the arms trafficking and the giant financial ripoffs and all the geopolitical. Nope, I have to tell you, yes, those were significant power plays. Yes, those were significant sums of money. And those were large deals. But make no mistake about it. Make no mistake about it. at the epicenter of the attraction that the billionaires had to Epstein. Don't tell me it was about the money. It was about the flesh of young children. That was all predicated on that. And then once you're in that club, then you can do arms trafficking, then you can do other types of trafficking, you know, but it's predicated. That's the entrance. That's the key to getting in the door, is you have to prove that you're going to be willing to do that. And then they have something on you. Oh, why aren't we seeing any of this in the Gmails, right? Everything, you know, because, you know, you've got the head of it was J.P. Morgan, or second in line at J.P. Morgan, Jeff Staley, eventually became the director of Barclays. Yeah, this is a Rothschild connected bank, by the way, Rothschild. Jeff Staley, he was prominently featured in the Epstein files and emails, where he's talking about, oh, that was so great last night with your little Cinderellas and your little Snow Whites, and she was so naughty, Snow White, and, you know, talking about little girls on Gmail. At least Bill Gates has enough OPSEC, operational security, to understand that Gmail, let's put it this way, the FBI and CIA and the NSA don't need to get subpoenas to get Gmail, information that's going through Gmail. They run it. That Gmail is an intelligence operation. It's run by the CIA and the FBI and the NSA. They've got full back doors to it. They don't need subpoenas for your discussions with Jeffrey Epstein about the girls on Gmail. They don't need subpoenas for that, because they run it. Yeah. Okay, so that just shows you how stupid these people are, and how horny, and how absolutely centered they are, again, to get the treats that were on offer at Jeffrey Epstein's Lolita Express, Lolita Island, Lolita Mansion. The whole thing was predicated on the Lolitas, my friends. So, no, it wasn't about arms trafficking. It was just how you got to be an arms trafficker. First, you had to have sex with the girls. You had to make sure that they had the goods on you, that Israelis would film it, right? That's what we're told. It was well known that Jeffrey Epstein's house was filled with cameras. So when you were invited over there, you were knowingly filmed having sex with the children. Yes. Yes. That's a fact. Not a conspiracy theory. If you don't believe me, look it up. Of course, you're going to have to use different search engine than Google, because I'm sure by now Google will have the first 30 pages with fact checkers saying, "Pants on fire. No, there was no Jews, Israeli Mossad recording. All the guests said used for blackmail." No, that's a anti-Semitic, I'm sure they'll say. It's a trope. Yeah. It was a child sex blackmail network, and only if you could have been trusted within that network could you then engage in arms dealing and weapons transfers and other financial malfeasance. But first things first, child sex video tapes, blackmail. That's the center of it. Right? So every piece of shit coming out now saying, "No, there was no blackmail involved." We have testimony from Maria Farmer, the first person who actually informed the FBI. She said she opened a door and there was all these Israelis in there. Or Middle Eastern-looking men. It wouldn't have been Saudis if it was Jeffrey Epstein's mansion and it had involved sex with underage kids. Yeah, that would have been Israelis. Uh-huh. And she said there were monitors, rows and columns of TVs And you could see all the bathrooms, the bedrooms, right on the monitors, and there's rows and columns of videotape recorders recording it all. And Bill Gates was there. He said he was never there. And then the October 2019 New York Times article came out in October saying, yeah, he was there. And then that was a shot across the bow saying, yeah, we're getting ready for COVID, motherfucker, so don't be dumb. Do as we tell you. We're Team Jew. Right? And then the Daily Beast came out, I think it was. And he was there dozens of times. Holding court. Bill Gates. You know. But this is just one name. You had the former Secretary of the Treasury, Larry Summers. You had, or Secretary of Commerce. You had, like I say, you had a vast cross section, all were using Gmail. How dumb do you have to be to use fucking Gmail to arrange your child sex entrapment? How dumb do you have to be? Huh? Well, but when Epstein procured the 9-year-olds for himself and his Jewish friends that were in the ultra-elite part of that network, I promise you, they didn't use Gmail. They used another email service. And they were probably had operational security on that, very tight. And it was probably also run by Israel and Mossad as well. But the Gmail was just a hang of Goyim out. You could call it Goyim mail, because most of the people, just like Trump, that are going to get hung out for Epstein are going to be the Goyim that get hung out, not the Jews. The Goyim, as they call us, as the Jews call us. The Goyim, Goyim, they call us. Goyim. Goyim, 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 yeah. That's what they call us. That's what the Jews call us. They call people like Trump, goyim, goyim. And that's not a term of endearment. Right? That's a derogatory term. That means they don't like him. That means they have disdain. That means they hate him. Right? That means they hate us. When they call you goyim. That's what they call you. It's nice to know who the enemy is. I've just told you who the enemy is. But the Gmail, the Goyim mail, you're going to see when there are people that are going to get hung out to dry, it's going to be the Goyim that get hung out to dry. And when it comes to who's going to get hung out to dry for this fucking Jewish Netanyahu trap that he set for Trump, that Trump took the bait because he's a dumb goyim. It's going to be another goyim that they're getting ready to take the fall. So this is a message for the United States military commanders and the NSA who are not taking the Jew money. This message is not for anybody in the national security apparatus who have a fellowship. Because if you have a fellowship, you're a piece of shit and you are working for the Jew. That's what the point of the fellowship is. They give you a fellowship and they give you a title. And you work for Team Jew. So forget those with the fellowships. Those are Jew dick smokers, right? Those are Jew tools of Jewish power when you're bestowed with your Jewish fellowship for East Asian studies or for, It's some big title that Jew boy gives you. And you do whatever the Jew tells you to because you have a title. They give you a title. They give you a fellowship. Well, ignore those pieces of shit that have the fellowships. Forget them. And you look to your right. If that person doesn't have a fellowship and they're in the U.S. military, share this video with them. And when the missiles come down from the sky from Iran to wipe those rats out in Israel, and you have the option to press a button, and that button says, fire a $12 million U.S. missile that we don't have anymore practically left, that we're going to need in our contest with China. We're going to need every THAAD missile. We're going to need every Patriot missile. Well, the deal that Benjamin Netanyahu made with China, was his new senior partner, was I will deplete U.S. military weapons so that you can walk right into Taiwan and take it over. You just make me king of the Belt and Road in the Western world. Let me be the fee taker and the port for goods, the transportation of goods from the Belt and Road to Europe. So we are the brokers. We are the fee takers. We're the Jew. And the Jew has always been what? The fee taker. That's how the Jews became so wealthy. It's because they used government to impose fees that they collected. And that's what the carbon tax is. It's a Jewish fee collecting system. Right? And that's what the Belt and Road, that's what the deal that Benjamin Netanyahu made with Xi, I deplete U.S. weapons to defend against the Iran attack. And then you can walk right into Taiwan and take it. And then you treat me good. And you know, since Iran has a relationship with China, this might be Iran involved in this as well. And who's the dupe? Do you think they told Trump this plan? Trump's just a goyim. The Jew doesn't tell the goyim. But Trump doesn't know this plan. But Harry Vox is telling you all the plan right now. So pay close attention. Benjamin Netanyahu, there's no tension between China. If there's tension between China and then Benjamin Netanyahu, it's for show. Or a part of the plan that they made with each other, mostly Benjamin Netanyahu proposed the plan to China, and China said, okay, we'll give him one more chance because the COVID thing didn't work out like he promised. And there was another deal between the Jew and China. The COVID pandemic was a Jewish deal. We'll destroy the GDP of the West. You will rise to power. Well, it didn't quite pan out. They did a good job destroying the GDP of the West, but the balance of power hasn't totally shifted. But it's one step towards shifting. And so Benjamin Netanyahu made another deal with China. And this deal was that he was going to deplete all the weaponry. And that's what's happening. China can walk right into Taiwan anytime they want. And then the USA, the Jew-USA, right, had a long-standing plan to destroy Taiwan Semiconductor, the only plant in the world that is keeping the AI revolution alive. That's it. One plant in Taiwan, TSMC. One building, one plant is responsible for the AI revolution. Hello? That's where the NVIDIA chips are made. One place. And the long-standing plan was that the United States was going to bomb it and destroy it should China make a credible incursion into Taiwan. But you know something? And I just made a show recently about how the plan is to deplete U.S. weapons so that China can walk into Taiwan. The U.S. does what it's supposed to do, which is destroy Taiwan Semiconductor to not let it fall into the hands of the Chinese. Do you know something? I might have been wrong about that. Not wrong. I'm just, my mind came up with a new idea. I'll bet Netanyahu has got such control over the U.S. military and President Trump that he's probably going to nix the plan to destroy Taiwan Semiconductor so China will get it. And it means that China will completely run the AI revolution and the U.S. is out. I'm 90% sure that this is the plan, that any enmity between China and Israel right now is just for show. It's just for show. This is the Jew getting back at the Goyim for their perceived 2,000 years of persecution. No. All the pogroms and all the expulsions were well earned. The Jews were always rats. And every single world leader in the European, as Europe was developing, said, out, get out. We don't want you here. Leave. No, not because they killed the Christ, but because they were destroying the fabric of the society like they always do. They are the blood-sucking parasites. So this message is for the United States military, and only for members of the United States military who don't have Jewish fellowship or Jewish money. Because those people are the enemy. So for those people who are not taking the Jew money, when the missiles start coming in and you have the possibility to press one button and fire a $12 million U.S. interceptor, or go get a cup of coffee, and you can, hey, you make a choice. You can either waste all that munitions and put us in jeopardy of China taking over Taiwan and Taiwan Semiconductor now, rather than them blowing it up. They'll get it, China will get it. Right? Or go get a cup of coffee. Get that cup of coffee. Fuck Israel. Right? Fuck Netanyahu. And fuck the Jewish plan to kill off the Goyim. You know what to do.